Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Streamlined Podcaster, a podcast that shows you how to put the right systems in place so you can stop spinning your wheels, focus on making great content, and see your show grow. Because there's nothing worse than putting a ton of effort into your show to see very few benefits and even fewer downloads. My name's Joe Casabona, and I know you're strapped for time, so let's get into it. My podcast has undergone a lot of changes over the last 6 months to 9 months. I decided to essentially get rid of two lines of monetization for it, my membership and sponsorship. And while I could get into those in a different episode, or, you know, I did cover them over on streamlinedpodcaster.com, it begged the question, how would I monetize the show in 2025? After all, the primary reason I got into podcast coaching was my early success in growing the show and getting sponsors. But I've been saying for years, longer than I've been friends with Justin Moore, who I still do sponsorship coaching for, that sponsorship isn't the easiest path for small audience podcasters. That to do it right, it takes work. And while 6 months after writing these articles, which I wrote a lot of these for my podcast Advent series at the end of 2024, I am considering bringing back some sort of membership or community that's less podcast focused and more outcomes or bringing people together focused. And I'm thinking about doing sponsorship again, because I have a better handle on who my audience is after dramatically changing it over the course of 2024. That said, I still need to monetize this show in some way. So I decided to revisit my SMASH framework, which I developed in 2020, 2021, to help people understand how to monetize their podcasts. In fact, the SMASH framework was basically the impetus for me starting a podcasting-focused show. If you go back to episode one of this podcast, it's actually called Make Money Podcasting, before realizing that I niched down a little bit too far or too narrowly in a way that a lot of people were already talking about podcasting. But anyway, my SMASH framework, SMASH stands for sponsorship, membership, affiliate links, selling, and helping. And after using that framework for 4 years, I realized that there were two problems with it. It puts sponsorship at the front, making it seem like the best way to monetize. And selling and helping were basically the same thing, which made the framework hard to explain. So I've decided to revisit this framework and rearrange it. Now, I want to say that sponsorship is still a great way to monetize. It's a great avenue for podcasters. I'm a sponsorship coach for Justin Moore in his Wizards Guild. But there's no denying that it has gotten harder and it requires more work. I don't think I'm saying anything that is in contrast with what I teach in Wizards Guild. And I suspect that Justin would agree. I mean, one of the core tenets of our of his sponsorship coaching is you need to do research to understand a brand goals. That's what gives you the competitive edge, not just, hey, sponsor my podcast. So sponsorship for a podcast has gotten harder. It requires more work. It probably requires other content properties to put together a standout package. Heck, I landed most of my podcast sponsorships over the last two or three years by throwing a YouTube video and a newsletter spot into the package. Something we teach in Wizards Guild is leveraging packages based on goals, and since most of my sponsors have the goal of awareness, a long-term multi-channel approach is the smart one. But I also help a specific type of podcaster best: solopreneurs and small to medium-sized businesses who are leveraging their podcast as part of their content and marketing strategy. And for that reason, I think that there are other avenues worth trying first. So I've decided to change the framework. Smash has been co-opted by YouTubers looking for likes anyway. What I want is something to give you the idea that all of these can work together. All of the monetization strategies I'm about to tell you can work together. I want you to think of your monetization strategy for your podcast as camps. The camps framework. Now, I'll say here that I came up with the methods and the exact words, but I did ask ChatGPT for help arranging the acronym. I kept coming up with spam or scam, and that's suboptimal. The method of camps are the methods of camps are still largely the same, but they shake out a little clearer than Smash. It's coaching, affiliates, membership, products, and sponsorship. Coaching takes the place of helping and moves that to the front. Helping was doing a lot of heavy lifting in Smash: coaching, consulting, and courses. Plus, it conflicted with selling. If you have a program for coaching and consulting or a mastermind group, leveraging your podcasts for that immediately is something you should do. Create authority-building content. Make the call to action to join your mailing list, and nurture listeners into becoming clients. The same thing goes for affiliates. This is the path of least resistance, though it's probably a slower build to appreciable revenue. I recommend picking 3 to 6 tools and services that you love, that pay well in their affiliate program, and talk about them a lot. The next three, membership, products, and sponsorship, all have something in common, though you can do them in any order. You need to talk to your audience to make these work. Membership and sponsorship I have talked about excessively on this podcast and in the articles, but I'll just say, like, a membership should have benefits that are valuable to your podcast audience. Don't just copy your favorite podcast's model for memberships. Build a community around your show. I was in a mastermind group earlier this week as I record this with my friend Daryl Vesterfeld, was the speaker, and he highlighted a quote that he attributed to Seth Godin. A community can be defined like this: people like us do stuff like this. And I really like that. It's honestly a really good way to define your podcast too. Why are people listening to your podcast? What's your mission statement? You are looking to connect with people. People like us do stuff like this. So your membership needs to reflect that. And you can't possibly know that without talking to your audience. And the same thing with sponsorship. Again, like check out, go to sponsormagnet.com. Just buy Justin's book. He talks about all of this. Sponsorship should help. Like when you do sponsors right, you as the creator are helping a brand reach your audience, which is a group of people they're trying to reach. You are helping them achieve their goals. And so you can't really know what your audience needs without talking to them. When it comes to products, you might think that, you know, as far as the camps framework goes, this belongs with coaching and affiliates. And if you've been successfully selling physical or digital products before you had a podcast, you'd be right. But you can use your show to talk behind the scenes work or talk about new ideas, which you can also get feedback for. Maybe you're just getting into the product game, though. Perhaps none of your products have sold as well as you would have liked. Now you have a warm audience that you can ask for feedback, learn from, then create a product that actually helps them. I'm happy to add this to the Camps framework now because I've done it for years. Just making a course or digital product I thought would be good and easy to sell was my original approach, and I can count on one hand the amount of times it actually worked. But starting in 2024, I started getting real feedback from my audience, talking to them about their issues, why they listened to the show, why they joined my mailing list. It's how I came up with my current sort of on-demand coaching program, which I'm calling the Control Room. It's a way for people to get more personalized help without getting my expensive coaching program. This is going to be the basis on which I build my community. And you can learn more about that over at casabona.org/support. I trust that as 2025 goes on and we eventually move into 2026, I'll come up with a few other products thanks to the feedback I'm getting from my podcast audience. So which camp are you joining first? I encourage you to think about the camps framework. Again, that's coaching, affiliates, membership, products, and sponsorship. Are you ready to form relationships and become a true partner to a select number of brands? Are you going to try your hand at memberships? Or are you ready to finally develop a product or coaching program that your listeners truly need? Let me know by writing in at streamlinedfeedback.com. That's streamlined with a D, feedback.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, I hope you find some space in your week.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.